Brew, I am sick and tired of reading about these two blokes. I'm done. They shouldn't be representing Australia. We're talking about Tomic and Kyrgios.
What else can we say? Seriously, I think nothing surprises really anymore.
Well, what Tomic did yesterday overseas, he should actually be banned from the tour. And For being pathetic and not trying and not giving your all, which is what the professional code is all about. And as far as our Davis Cup team goes, I hope Leighton Hewitt just doesn't pick these blokes. I'd rather play a couple of young lads. Okay, we're going to lose for a while. I'd rather have young lads that want to play for Australia and have a crack.
Mm.
Let's go to our expert tennis coach, Roger Rashid. Rog, good morning.
Morning, Rude Dits. How are you going?
Is there more to this or not? I mean, how can you retire with heat exhaustion at 27 degrees?
Look, Acapulco is one of my favourite destinations throughout the year. It's the humidity would have been probably in the 80s, 90s. It's actually really... But in saying that, I mean, hey, we're elite athletes. It's a great event. Bernie, he struggles in the heat anyway. Why would you enter yourself in that tournament? That's the first thing I would actually ask.
Was it the same for his opponent, or did he have different temperature?
Yeah, he played... I'm not sticking up for him at all.
I just wanted to make something clear.
Don't get me... he played Donald Young, who's not... He hasn't got the biggest capacity either. So problem with it is that when you pull out of an event, I think that day should be you shouldn't actually be able to compete that whole day just for your general well-being.
Mm.
For Bernie to go on 2 hours later and play doubles is almost Christ. Like, that's shocking. That's laughing at the tournament. It shouldn't happen.
Is it like a bloke on an AFL field going off on a stretcher in the first or second quarter and then coming back onto the field in the third quarter, which has been done before?
Yeah, exactly. Which has been done before. You'd think, oh, hang on. I would have thought just caution would be played, especially when you talk heat, because it's obviously body, it's a body conditioning that you need to look after. The problem I have with Bernie, he's lost, it's now, I think, four or five first rounds this year, so he's spiraling out of control. He's 41, 42 in the world. It doesn't get any better for him coming into the last two hardcourt match tournaments before the clay court season. He's got some issues off the court. He needs to get with a psychologist. He needs to get with someone that can actually help him in his life, not tennis, his life, because he's playing tennis just to keep him week to week in a safe place, in my opinion.
Roger.
And that's where the issue is.
If you go off with heat exhaustion, you can't recover in 2 hours. It's impossible. If you go off with heat exhaustion and you haven't actually got it, you can recover and play in a couple of hours. And that's what's happened with him. The same as if you
heat
go off on a stretcher in the first half and you probably should be on a stretcher, you can't come back on in the second half. You only come back on in the second half of a footy game if you shouldn't have went on the stretcher in the first place, which in both circumstances means it's in your mind.
No, 100%. Well, he's got no capacity in the mind. We've seen that. He doesn't have the ability to dig deep. And those conditions expose you when you walk onto the court. It's not good. It's not weak. I heard you talk about Leighton. Leighton definitely, I think, has virtually, I think he's had enough of Bernie. He tried to help Bernie there. He tried to watch his matches, get on the practice court. When he sort of stuck his nose up in Davis Cup just a couple of weeks ago and said, I'm not playing because my sister's not getting funding from Tennis Australia. I think it's pretty much, hasn't closed the door, but you'd have to do a pretty big hip and shoulder to get through it, I think, if you're Bernie at the moment. So,
what about Kyrgios?
I don't think for the rest of the year.
Where's Kyrgios at?
Well, he's competing. He's a different beast. He actually competes. I mean, he was a semi-finalist last week trying to defend his title in Paris. He won through in his match in Acapulco. He gets on the court, he competes, and he actually...
Most of the time
he competes when he feels like it. Hitting the ball between my legs in a crucial point and just walking around and not returning serve. He competes when he feels like it, Rog.
That's talent.
This is the problem. We've got coaches like in charge of the players.
They're actually different in categories. Nick's actually competing for the majority, right? He's putting in there. He's getting on the practice court. He's doing that. Bernard, he's not getting on the practice court. He's got issues off the court. There's a lot going on in his head. If there was no week-to-week place for Bernard Tomic to go right now, I would think you'd have to sort of think, where is this kid going to be at? Where would he be safe? Because he doesn't understand himself.
Rog, the tour isn't some childminding centre. We're talking about the World Professional Tour. They've got to go to him and say, sorry, but don't enter our tournaments now. Go away and get your help you need and sort it out.
The tour's just a governing body. They don't control you. It's like the AFL. They don't control you.
They set the rules.
Get on the oval.
They set the rules. Rog, if you don't try, there are rules in place to you can be banned from the tour. No doubt about that.
No. If you don't try, 100%, and they've fined people for not trying. Now, I'm saying that the tour needs to have a strong position where you actually can't play again.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. All right, thanks for joining us, Rog. We will watch this with interest as it goes on. But I'm expecting the tour to ban him, seriously. I really am. This is atomic, by the way. But we'll see what happens. Thanks, Rog. Roger Rashid there.
See you, Rog.
And, Ru, your point was absolutely spot on. You know, if you go off with exhaustion, you're actually in a hospital on the drip, aren't you?
Come on.
You're on a drip.
Yeah, it just highlights the fact that it's mental.
Yeah.